Business Unusual, separating economic facts from fiction.
Well, good evening, listeners. Welcome to Business Unusual, your program that seeks to dissect various developments that are taking place within the domestic market in as far as all developments that are emerging on the domestic market. And tonight on Business Unusual, we are focusing on the customer service delivery here in Zimbabwe, particularly in view of the customer service week that you are celebrating globally. And my guest tonight is Mr. Gary Wells. He is from Co-Connect. We are going to discuss at length some of the developments that are taking place within the local customer service delivery system in Zimbabwe, and also getting to know some of the developments that are taking place from an expert point of view in as far as customer service is of concern. Thank you, Mr. Gary, for joining us on Business Unusual.
Thank you for your invitation.
All right, quite interesting. So we are celebrating the customer service week. As an expert with over 30 years of experience within this particular field, what's your view in as far as the customer service week is of concern?
Well, you say customer service week. Customer service should be every day.
All right.
It's a day in and day out thing. It's 24/7. Whichever side of the telephone line you may be on, or whichever side of the counter you may be on, customer service and customer experience is for everybody, all the time. Not just take a week for it. It should be every day for everybody.
Quite interesting. So, given the local landscape in as far as customer service delivery, what's your view in as far as the general customer service in various sectors of business in Zimbabwe?
That's a very contentious and could be inflammatory question, but like everything else, it needs improvement.
Oh.
And we can improve on it. Some things are not quite possible for everybody, but if we strive to and make the first step to try and improve on it in different areas, we can make a difference.
Okay, so
both as individuals and as organizations.
All right. So moving on in terms of the importance of customer service in today's business, what is the importance of customer service in today's business landscape?
Today's business landscape, as I'm sure the listeners and everybody will agree, it is at a ridiculous pace, especially in an environment like our own. To make that dollar, or to make that next transaction, or that next purchase, and maintain that next that customer as well. That is where we perhaps should be focusing on. Is yes, we can make that sale, but can we retain that the customer who we sold to? Can we look after them and take it even a step further than that? Can that customer become an ambassador for our business, whether it be big or small?
All right. So looking broadly in terms of the reputation that can be brought about by good customer service to a business, what impact does good customer service have in terms of the reputation of a company as well as its bottom line?
Good customer service. What is good customer service? I think it differs from individual to individual, because we are individuals. What you may like, or what you may appreciate, the next person along, we are all individuals, it may be completely different. But good customer service is a very basic thing we're taught and learn we should know about customer services: shut up and listen. Stop, shut up and listen.
All right.
Listen to what the person in front of you actually wants. In any given situation, the business is so fast these days, and interactions are so fast these days. Give it that moment. What does your customer actually want from you? Do they want you to listen to them? Do they have a small problem, an extensive problem, or they just want something very quickly solved? But listen.
All right. So before I move on to my next question, Mr. Gary,
sure.
I would want to give an appreciation in as far as I indicated earlier on that we, given that we are celebrating the Customer Service Week globally, the theme for this year, 2025, is Mission Possible. Can you unpack that to us?
Mission Possible. No, there won't be any guest stars this evening. But impossible in the context of customer service or customer experience is more like what are the challenges that are experienced by on a daily basis by customers. How can we as customer services or customer support teams or customer sales teams, the front line of businesses, how can we make these things possible? Nothing entirely is 100% possible, but there are things we can do to make them possible. I mean, there are very basic things that businesses experience on a daily basis. It may be technological inadequacies. It may be, very importantly, your support staff knowledge. That may be inadequate as well. Customers' feedback to you. Do you ever get back to your customer with what those queries are? Do you analyze what your customers are telling you? There may be a very high percentage of a certain very simple issue. Do we get back to our customers? Those are just a few of the things as well.
All right, so having said that...
Sorry, just one more thing as well, which is very key, especially in this day and age, is personalization. We tend to perhaps treat customers as transactions, or as a number, or as next please. But that lack of personalization at whatever level you choose or your organization may choose needs to be considered.
All right. Okay, so having said that, from your own analysis, what are some of the challenges, the common challenges that companies face in terms of trying to deliver excellent customer service?
Some of those challenges are not of their own making. Some of them are perhaps down the line, perhaps an internet challenge or a third-party service provider challenge. But those things can be overcome.
All right, so speaking in terms of the internal challenges maybe that companies are facing on a day-to-day basis in terms of delivering top-notch customer service, how best can companies try to enhance their customer service delivery? Speaking to the internal challenges, I understand that you indicated that there might be some external challenges that are outside their reach, but looking in terms of the internal challenges, what best can be done by companies to enhance their service delivery?
And is most definitely the best place to start is internally. The ones that become close to near impossible are out of your hands. But internally as well is, we're talking about people. We're talking about your staff. One thing that is emerging is, we've all heard about customer experience perhaps, but have we ever heard about employee experience? Once we look after our staff, provide them with the right tools, the right training, perhaps, the right environment, how that impacts on the work they do with our customers.
All right. Okay, so moving on in terms of customer satisfaction, I do know that it might be a challenge to most companies, particularly within the local environment context, for them to measure customer satisfaction. how can companies be able to measure customer satisfaction from their operations, and what metrics are most effective in terms of trying to measure customer satisfaction from your own point of view?
Okay, from my point of view, I would think that there are two ways, the qualitative and quantitative. The feedback that you receive from your support calls or your sales calls, but also the patterns and the data that you receive as well. Analyze those patterns as well. But really the feedback from your agents or whatever your support teams, your sales teams, your marketing teams, analyze that information. Sit down and make a definitive effort to hear what your customers are saying.
All right. So one might be listening and you provided an answer to say that feedback is very critical in terms of improving customer service from, mm-hmm. from a company point of view. How important is this in terms of trying to improve the overall customer service to a company?
Feedback.
Yes.
That's an interesting area as well. I think we've all experienced in one way or another, whether it be on paper or electronically, surveys. Is my service good, adequate, excellent, or next question, please. Do we actually use that information that we receive? We're all looking for the wonderful stories about our organizations as well that are being fed back to our customers. But where does that information go? Do we actually apply that information we receive from our customers? And once we perhaps do apply that information, do we feed back to our customers? You, the customer, had an issue or had issues with certain services or certain solutions of ours. Guess what we've done about it? Let the customer know that their feedback was important and has been actioned.
All right.
We've actually done something about it.
Okay.
Let your customer know.
All right, quite interesting. So looking in terms of the global best practices in terms of customer service delivery, what are some of the best practices that company can follow in order for them to deliver exceptional customer service? Are there any?
I think I've hinted at a few already. I know our world is changing as well, and especially with AI as well, coming into it as well. AI is very useful in its own way. Technologically, it can process a whole lot of information very quickly, automatically. But there's the other side of the coin as well. It can't do things like a human can do. Have that empathy, have that insight, have that unique perspective on complex situations. So it should be we cannot ignore AI at all. It's with us. But use of orders, its purpose. Analyze patterns, automate simple, routine, boring, monotonous processes, analyze a pile of information that has been thrown at us, but also balance that with allow the human side of things, the creativity, the nuance, the creativity, like I said, and the nuance that humans have, and to deal with complex situations. But really, back to basics. Listen. Take one step back and listen.
All right, so speaking on that balance between technology and the human interaction, mm-hmm. How does employee engagement impact customer service, and what can companies do to engage their employees in delivering excellent customer service?
In a number of ways. These new tools and systems are becoming part of our lives empower your employees as well. Give them the training. Develop their skills. Those skills are pre-existing with him as well. Training and development is an important one. But also at the same time, it's not just the front-facing staff as well. It's also the trends are heading towards more company-centric or customer-centric throughout the organization. It doesn't mean because you're at the forefront and in the firing range of your customers, the trend is towards customer centricity. Whether you be in the finance department or you're the leader of your organization, before you make a decision, while the customer may not be running your business, but just stop it for a moment and think, this decision I'm about to make, how does it affect my customer? The customer is why we're here. And if we can make that customer happy, then they'll come back. And then they'll stay with us. And then they'll promote us.
Yeah, definitely. So looking in terms of the role that training of employees within a company plays in terms of trying to, you know, improve customer service delivery mm-hmm. within the company, what role does it play in terms of trying to enhance such customer service delivery, the training of the employees?
The training. Training is on different levels as well. It's not just technical training, because we have the tools now, whether it be on the equipment in front of us or on our phones, but also there are the softer skills as well. We shouldn't forget the basics. The ability to listen, the ability to, when we've got a call, to feel and empathize with that customer, really hear what they're talking about. And by doing that, have a better understanding of how to solve their issue or their problem, or it may not even be a problem. But the balance of keeping up with technology, empowering your staff or your employees with that knowledge as well, but also the softer skills, which are often forgotten. The ability to listen, the ability to empathize with the person on the other side of the counter or the telephone line as well.
All right, so given your interactions with various companies, do you personally feel that companies are doing enough in terms of trying to equip their employees with excellent customer service competency?
Oh, well, I could speak personally, but I won't. But in general, it is slowly happening, but not nearly enough. Customer Service Week celebrated, but there's still next week, and the week after that, the month after that, and there's next year as well. Back to what I originally said as well, it's a daily, every interaction, even if it's not a sale, even if it's not a support, even between yourself and myself.
It should be a daily thing.
It should be a daily thing. And it should become more natural, commonplace, if that's possible. And no, it's not pie in the sky. It's just being human.
All right. So given the changes that you are seeing within the local economy, mm-hmm. whereby, you know, the local economy is now being driven mostly by small to medium companies, how best can these emerging companies try to equip their employees with good customer service? Because we have heard quite a number of complaints from the market whereby there is shoddy customer service from mainly small to medium enterprises, largely as a result that they don't take that seriously. From an expert point of view, how best can these SMEs try to equip their employees in order to try and deliver good customer service to their prospective and their potential clients?
At the risk of repeating myself, but perhaps just reinforcing,
yes.
Go back to the basics. Listen, to what your customer wants. Customers want fast service. I'm here, this is what I want. But every customer is an individual. Every customer is not a number or a ticket. It may seem very repetitive what your role might be, but even at a very basic level, it doesn't cost a cent to be civil to a person, or when a customer is perhaps making a purchase and they're not quite sure, take the time and don't perhaps pass them off so quickly and so easily. Because that customer, in any business really, you want the customer to come back. You may have something to sell next week, but they'll remember. There's a quote, and I may get it very wrong as well, but people will always remember how you make them feel. And no matter what you do and things like that, they will always remember how they made you feel. Which gives you a choice. Do I come back or not? I felt good that last time I was with them. They were very helpful. They thought about me. They took that 1 second or 1 30 seconds of time to actually listen to me. I got what I want. I'll be back.
All right.
Or there's the flip side to that coin. I'm not going back there. The equal services, and there are equal solutions right next door. But that person made me feel like an individual. It made me feel, in a very small way, special. I'm going back to him, or her, or them.
All right. So, looking in terms of customer service in different industries, mm-hmm. How does customer service differ across various industries? Does it differ in any way?
I think the basics and the core of it does not differ at all. But in different industries, you communicate with your customers in different ways. These days, most industries communicate with their customers across social media, or whether their chatbots and things like that as well. But it also goes back to your very basics, which were web pages and things like that as well. Different from industry to industry, it's the ease of use, which is another challenge that I think perhaps industries face as well. We are, as consumers, tend to want to, now these days, sort something else out by ourselves rather than wait on a line, somebody to assist us. The more we can empower different industries to provide easier access for customers to solve the problems themselves, I think would be for the better. But the basic, we want to obtain new customers. We want to, the customers that we have, we want to maintain those customers. And also retain them as well, because the competition at all levels in all industries, the playing field is extremely level. The margin between going next door or wherever it will be is very thin, but you can differentiate your business by how you treat your customers, how you make it easier for them to perhaps do things for themselves, or make it easier for them to actually talk to you and get solutions to their issues.
All right. So, looking in terms of the laws, the local laws that govern customer service in Zimbabwe, we're talking about the Consumer Protection Act.
Mm-hmm.
In your own view, how important is this particular act in terms of trying to provide some good customer service within the local environment?
I think it's very positive. Establish a foundation which you can build on. This is our starting point. This is our foundation. this is where we are coming from. You can only build on a solid foundation.
All right. And looking on that particular act, do you maybe feel that there are some changes or some additions that can be effected to that particular act in order to try and ensure that there is exceptional customer service?
I think it will take time as well. But I think all the stakeholders should be involved as well. The Act addresses areas, but involve the stakeholders as well, and keep and don't let it be gather dust. Keep it dynamic, keep it growing as well, and adaptive. Everything, I think my point is, adapt to the changing environment.
All right. So looking in terms of the implementation of the Act, are there any, you know, shortcomings in as far as its implementation?
I'd rather not comment on that.
All right.
But, like I said, don't let it gather dust. Get the concerned parties and the relevant parties together and listen. Get their opinions and let's thrash it out.
All right. So looking in terms of the future of customer service, mm-hmm. What trends do you see shaping the future of customer service and how can companies prepare for such changes?
Okay. Brief touch point earlier on as well is that partnership between AI and humans.
The technology side of it.
The technology side of it, but also that should be balanced against the human side of it as well. Technology has its place and has its uses as well. But that's striving towards or establishing that balance between technology and the human side. That human touch, the emotional and empathetic side of, there must be a balance struck between the two. We can't let technology has its place, like I said. It has its strengths, quite obviously. Like I said, the automation, the ability to do things very quickly. But those are basic, simple tasks at the moment. We know things are evolving as well. But we should never lose touch of the human side of things, our creativity, our uniqueness, the nuances we bring to everyday life. Strive towards that partnership. But also as well, there are more, less, perhaps interesting or glamorous technologies as well. You have a base of customers. Establish a database of those customers. Those databases, call them CRM systems, customer relationship management systems. Maintain those as well. Understand what your customers want. Look at their buying trends. Retain that information and make use of it. We have that information in front of us, and it's, for want of a better phrase, gathering dust. That is a gold mine of information for our customers. We know what our customers' preferences are. Personalize interactions with customers. We know their buying preferences are, or what they like and what their dislikes are when it comes to purchases. Maintain that information and use it. But keep feeding back to your customers.
All right. So, Mr. Gary, I do also understand that maybe this has been a misconception out there to say that customer service should only come from the private sector. Good customer service from the private sector. And in terms of the training of customer service, but we are also seeing bad customer service on the public side, the public sector as well.
Of course we do.
Yes.
we experience as individuals on a daily basis. Whether we, whether it's a phone or whether it's on public transport or whether it's just simply where we purchase our goods on the way home. It's not just for the private sector at all. But customer service is for everyone. And I keep, that's something I keep saying at the office as well. It makes the Call Connect side of our business the more interesting one and slightly the more fun one. Still maintain our professionalism as well. But customer service is for everyone. It doesn't matter whether on what side of the phone you're on or what side of the till or counterpoint you're on or whether you're in the front seat or the back seat of a vehicle. Customer service will keep... We want to maintain our customers. We want them to come back as well. And we want our customers, ultimately, to be brand ambassadors for us. I'll tell one friend, and that friend tells two friends, that friend tells three friends. Business growth.
All right. So, as a recommendation, what possible recommendation do you have to the companies in as far as how they can possibly enhance their customer service delivery and also in terms of trying to equip their employees as well?
All right. I think the first step is to acknowledge that you may have or analyze your situation. We are here to retain our customers and keep our customers and grow our business. Stop and take the time to think of what our policies and procedures currently are. Are they beneficial? Are they showing any positivity from our customers as well? Are they is there any fruitful results of those things at all? Stop and think and analyze. The answer may be yes, we're quite happy with the way we are. If we're not happy with where we are, where are we going to start? Speak to, as you put it, experts, like perhaps Call Connect, but also make that definitive decision to make a change. And the step after that is, where are we going to make the change? Where do we need to make the change?
All right. So looking in terms of capacitation of good customer service from the employee side of things, do we have enough institutions that can be able to equip employees with good customer service, you know, techniques?
I don't think there will ever be enough with such services as well that are required. But other institutions provided at a very basic level as well. But no, to answer your question quite fairly, I don't think they are enough. But at the same time, to turn it around a bit, is there a requirement out there? Do people want that assistance? Do people want the help? Do people even know that they need that help as well? Or that assistance, or that knowledge, or that experience, or those solutions and services from somebody else. As business proceeds so rapidly, some of these things get kind of pushed aside. But to answer your question, I don't think so. But that's up to organizations, customers, and even individuals to stop and think and make a decision.
All right. So if I get you correctly, you are saying that we don't have enough institutions in terms of equipping employees with good customer service techniques, largely as a result that there is not enough demand for such services.
Almost. Do we realize there is a demand for good customer service? We have customer service week, going back to where we started, but customer service is every day. But it goes back to customer and organizational customer centricity. Are we a customer-focused organization? Organizations are different from one to the other. Are we customer-focused? Are we dealing with day-to-day issues? Or is it embedded in our organization from top to bottom? There's a difference between centricity and focus. Focus is transactional, in my humble opinion. But centricity is throughout an organization. It's the centricity, the core, the center of an organization.
All right. So in celebration of this year's Customer Service Week, I do understand that you were having some activities in celebration of this particular week, Customer Service Week, which is running under the theme Mission Possible. Can you highlight to us some of the activities that you were carrying out in celebration of this particular day, this particular week, rather?
Thank you for bringing that up as well. Today's been quite a busy day. Today we had our second, as Core Connect, Customer Service Week Mission Possible event at a local venue. We invited all different sectors of the economy, big and small, very varied. We brought in some key speakers as well, and we, with our focus being on customer service. That was an earlier event this morning, which we had. This evening is another step in that as well. Tomorrow we have a webinar as well, which I am part of. That is regional, set up through our Zambia office, but involving pretty much South Africa, Zimbabwe, Zambia, Botswana, or everybody who has access to that link.
All right.
Free of charge.
Okay, interesting. So how important are these engagements in terms of trying to enhance customer service? Looking in terms of the objective of you setting up such activities?
We can talk, and I can talk about, through my experience and through other people's experience, like we shared today at the earlier event, we can talk and talk and talk about it. But what's important to us is hearing back from people who are actually out there experiencing it just like we do as well. Whether it be small organization, the man on the street as well, how do they feel? We're not out here in an ivory tower as well. We have some experience. We know we perhaps direction we should be moving in, but that is not very useful unless we know what's actually happening on the ground and we're hearing from actual people and actual experiences. Real people, real experiences.
All right. So looking in terms of presentations, were any presentations made during today's activities?
Yeah, we have presentations made today. I don't know whether I'm allowed to. My boss is listening. We had some prominent organizations there making presentations as well, along with us, about different aspects of customer service. We had our own presentation. We had a prominent organization talking about the emotional side and the feeling side of customer service, how important that is. One of our other speakers as well was talking about customer success and how to achieve that. But there were common threads throughout all the presentations as well, about the personalization of interactions with customers, feeding back to the customers, giving back to the customers, letting the customers know that they have a voice.
Sure. Well, Mr. Gary Wells, that leads me to thank you for having joined us on tonight's edition of Business Unusual, as we're discussing about the Customer Service Week and reflecting in terms of Zimbabwe's customer service delivery, as we're touching on quite a number of aspects, looking in terms of the technological side of how we can enhance our customer service, particularly in Zimbabwe, the emerging trends in as far as AI, how this is quite critical in terms of trying to shape good customer service delivery, among many other things. That leads me to thank you for having joined us on tonight's edition of the program.
Thank you very much for your invitation.
Thank you so much.
You know where to find us.
Definitely. Well, that was Mr. Gary Wells. He is an expert in customer service. He's from CoConnect. As we're discussing about customer service, looking in terms of what needs to be done in order to try and enhance good customer service within various sectors of business. As we're also looking in terms of the Customer Service Week, how this is important in terms of trying to shape good customer service in Zimbabwe. This has been Business Unusual. Let's meet again same time next week here on ZFM Stereo, your number one station in the land. Let's meet again same time next week. I'm your host as usual, Takuzwe Chisango. Enjoy the remainder of your programming.
Business Unusual, separating economic facts from fiction.